You gotta trust the guys in the tackle shop to give you the right piece of advice and not just lay you on with something that's above your level.
Our fishing is very technical, very targeted. There is no one rod that'll do it all. There's no one reel that'll do it all. Leave your credit card and your wallet behind.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
So hey guys, welcome to another expert series. It's Vanessa Green and we are joined by John Otto, and we are talking about when an angler goes into a tackle store, it can be really quite overwhelming. There's a lot to look out for. There's a lot to take in from the brands, the amount of tackle, the multitude of different applications that we could look at when we are going fishing. So we thought, okay, there's a lot that we need to understand about this when you walk into a tackle store. And John, thank you for doing this with us this morning. We've been having a chat and we thought, well, let's give the guys some insight as to what they can expect at a tackle store.
Good morning, Vinesh. Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure to work with you. There's so many nuances to this that, you know, I think there's value for people. Nobody jumps into the world perfectly formed as a top fisherman. Well, we're all on a journey. And at different stages of this journey, we're going to be needing different levels of equipment, different levels of service, different levels of advice.
Yes.
I've been involved in the fishing game one way or the other for nearly 50 years, more actually. And I've seen so many guys come short and not maximize their experience. Not because of ignorance, but they simply didn't know what to do. So maybe this podcast can help them a little bit.
100%. That's exactly what I'm thinking, because I find recently we get a lot of guys getting excited about our fishing reports and seeing all these catches that are coming out. I mean, fishing is a lot more exposed out, and well, between the social media and the airwaves, we got a lot of fishing news going out. And someone that hasn't been involved in fishing might get inspired. And exactly what you said, now they go into a tackle store, where do we start? And they obviously would say whether they want to go into freshwater or whether they want to do saltwater. Let's start from the very basis, right? John, a newbie to the game, completely new. Like you said, you've been on various levels of fishing, starting off, well, 50 years. You've obviously seen a lot and been through a lot. And then I think I've been walking into tackle stores since I was 6 years old. So more than, well, pretty much my whole life then, I guess, for now. But it can be daunting.
Very daunting, very much so. You know, unfortunately, people are people and they come into the game with preconceived notions and they can have very rewarding experiences. And if they go to the wrong shop or the wrong people, they can have very negative experiences, which puts them off. I think fishing is now finally getting the social exposure it needs. And as you say, more and more people are coming to the sport.
Yes.
And it's so easy to get them hooked. And unfortunately, it's just as easy to get them turned off the sport. If a guy walks into a shop, you were speaking about a guy that you took down to the beach the other day and you got him into his first fish.
Yeah.
Now, that guy is having sleepless nights. He wants more of us. It's like a drug. It's addictive.
Yes.
Yeah. If he goes to the wrong shop, there's a bit of an even chance that he's going to be very disillusioned. He's going to feel humiliated because he doesn't have the knowledge yet. He doesn't have all the jargon correct. If the salesman treats him with disrespect or doesn't, or just ignores him, he's going to think, no, I'll find something else. Yeah. And you've lost a member to the fishing community. The opposite is true as well. If he gets into a good shop, he gets good assistance, he gets good tackle, he gets good advice, he goes from strength to strength. And he'll keep coming back to that shop because that shop didn't make him feel like a beginner. It respected him. It gave him good advice, gave him good prices. And he becomes part of the furniture. He keeps coming back to that store. So you want to be looking at which are those stores. A lot of people sell tackle.
Yeah, there's a lot of tackle stores.
You can walk into Game. Yeah. You can walk into Builders Express. There's a basic little section. But it's really basic. Today, our fishing is very technical, very targeted. There is no one rod that'll do it all. There's no one reel that'll do it all. You've got to sort of, at the beginning anyway, fumble your way through the growing pains until you reach a certain level of competency where you're now starting to say, my new beginning outfit that was fine a year ago for Shad and so on is no longer really good enough. I'm realizing that my casting has improved, my bait presentation has improved. My targeting has improved. I now want to catch stumpies, grunter, pompano, Garrick, yes, and so on. I need more advanced tackle and I need to lift my skills. You've now outgrown your beginner's outfit and now you're starting your long journey into edibles, then inedibles, then really big inedibles. Yeah. And you want to go and mess in the sardine run.
I mean, just taking a step back. For example, let's use the guy that I took out the other day. Got a fish. No, doesn't own a rod and a reel. But he's going to go into a tackle store. And now he's going to say, hey, you know what? I picked up a fish the other day. I want to go out on my own. I guess it would start with speaking to the guys or knowing in the store exactly what facet he wants to go into. Because as we know, in South Africa, we've got about 17 different facets of angling. So the facet would be the starting point. Let's talk about like that tackle-wise. He's got to browse the store. He's overwhelmed. How does he even start thinking of what do I want to do? He used a big rod the other day, but why are these smaller rods more expensive?
Yeah, it can be quite daunting. I think the first step for that angler, this chap that you were talking about, he needs to decide the fish that he got is that the level at which he wants to engage.
Mm.
In other words, he's not interested in anything lesser than that. Mm. He's not interested in edibles. He wants to catch diamonds. He wants to catch sand sharks and so on. The learning curve is pretty steep, and therefore it's very important. I can't stress enough how important it is to hook up with a good tackle shop. Yes. A tackle shop where there's an experienced salesman behind the counter. You'll find most of the top tackle shops today may have anglers as salesmen, which is very important. If a guy behind the counter selling tennis rackets and skateboards, he'll know a little bit about angling, but he's not going to be your best choice.
For sure.
You need to find your best local tackle shop. There are plenty around. Some are smaller, some are bigger. Some are legends in their own name. They're not difficult to find. These are guys that will help you. They will get you into the sport at a reasonable level to begin with. Your budget is also a very large part of it.
100%.
You can get distracted by all the bright and shinies and you want the latest outfits. If your budget will handle that, and we're talking 15,000 to 25,000 for a starting outfit, by all means, go for it. You've got top quality tackle. It's going to give you the best chance when you hook into a fish. Not everybody is at that level.
No, for
there is a whole range of extremely serviceable tackle out there for a very reasonable price.
Yes.
And it's important to get good tackle because you've now been introduced to the sport. You've caught your first fish. You are all jazzed up. You've got adrenaline spurting out of your ears. You come and buy bargain basement stuff.
Yeah.
You make poor knots. You have a wrong trace. You go back to the same spot because surely the fish should bite again. Either the fish doesn't bite again, or you fish bites and you lose the fish because of your ineptitude or your lack of skill or your subpar equipment.
Yes.
You've now learned an expensive lesson.
Yeah.
Because now you go back to the same shop and you've got to buy better stuff. So it's very important to hook up with a good tackle shop that will guide you through this without looking at the profit motive first. The top shops genuinely want you to catch fish.
Yeah.
They want you to come back and buy more and better tackle.
Yeah.
So it's not in their interest to sell you junk.
Yeah.
You know, you have to hook up with a good shop where the guy knows what you want and what you need, what you can afford, and how to set it up.
So I think that also just goes back to a couple of weeks ago, I did a podcast with a guy that owns a fishmonger, and he was talking about the same thing. You got to trust your fishmonger. So you're not just going to go buy a piece of fish. You got to know that, you know, this fish is fresh and how your cuts are. So same like in your tackle shop, it'll be more or less the same thing. You got to trust the guys in the tackle shop to give you the right piece of advice and not just lay you on with something that's above your level. Is that what I'm trying to understand?
Absolutely. I think that's always the sign of a good shop, is they will instantly assess your level and they will tailor their approach according to that level.
Right.
With respect, it's a touchy subject. If they see that you don't have a heavy wallet, they will still be able to hook you up with serviceable tackle at a decent price without bankrupting you.
Yeah, not for sure.
But the salesman's been there for years. He's learned to read his customer very well. And he can see at a stroke what you need. And he will also, if he fishes with you or he sees you fishing or he sees you bringing in photos, he will start making suggestions to take you up that curve of expertise.
Yes.
To take you to the next level. You're building a relationship with a shop. You know, you come in, you make some tackle purchases. The good stores, you'll notice, they'll have a line winding machine. They'll wind your line on for you, thereby saving you grief, saving you hassles. They will even tie a trace for you. They've usually got traces there. They'll tell you which trace to use and why.
Yeah.
So they're going to do everything they can from their side to make your journey that much easier. And let me tell you something. There's nothing that salesman likes more than you coming in tomorrow morning with two good fish on your cell phone. They love that.
100%.
They love that.
So I think like that's the important thing, the salesman that's spending time with you, not just leaving you to walk around and make your own decisions up, right? Because now when we're walking around, there's a lot of products out at stores, but irrespective of the type of tackle store, there are some stores that are huge and there are some stores that are pretty small, but still has a lot of tackle in there. If a novice had to walk through any tackle store, he's going to wonder, oh gosh, what color do I go with? Or if you take just lures on a shelf, for example, so many different colors, so many different sizes, depths, whatever it may be. That's excluding our rods and reels. We're going to have to just trust our salesman in guiding us a long way. And I would think, okay, there's a difference between walking to a store where the guy's just sitting behind his counter and not worried about you, opposed to the guy that steps up and wants to know about you and exactly what you're saying.
Very much so. You know, you can be like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah.
And you can buy things that look good, but are actually totally unsuited to what you want to do.
Mm.
And that's why I would suggest the first time you come to a shop, leave your credit card and your wallet behind. Go to the salesman, throw yourself at him and say, listen, guys, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Yes.
But I know that I want to catch some fish.
Yeah,
these are the fish I want to catch. What would you suggest? If it's a proper salesman and a proper shop, that salesman will spend an hour and a half helping you out, showing you various combos, telling you why you need a certain rod, why you need a certain reel, without necessarily wanting to sell you something to validate his time.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy in the other shop, he's just interested in selling you something so he can show a sale to his boss.
It's just there to trade,
you know? The beautiful thing about building up a relationship with a shop is it starts out at that level. And when it becomes more, it becomes a place to hang out. It becomes a place where they'll phone you and say, listen, we've got a new reel in here. I think it'll help you in your kind of fishing.
Yes.
Or they'll phone you and say, we've got some lovely fresh bait in. And it becomes more than just a buy and sell transactional thing. It becomes a relationship.
All right. So that's about meeting with our sales guy and developing a relationship with him, developing a relationship with the store, a store you can trust, a store that's willing to give you that time when you walk in as opposed to just there to sell your product. I think we got enough of that. Now, when it comes to brands, John, how much do brands make a difference? You and I spoke before, a VW and a BMW can get you to the same place. Some might argue how you get there, right? Some might argue the better parts in it, but is a lure just a lure?
I'm going to give you a very specific answer to that particular question, and you're not going to like it. It depends.
I don't like it.
It really depends.
Okay.
When you are targeting smaller species, you can get away with middle of a range. As you go up a curve of experience and you start challenging larger fish, there comes a tipping point. Your average brand, and we're not going to name them because we want to live to be another day and not get kicked out of a store. There comes a point where starting in mid-range tackle will no longer cut it.
Yeah.
Where you start needing specific things.
Mm.
And if you're going to invest a large part of your time and your effort into challenging big fish, you cannot have bargain basement tackle and equipment. Everything steps up a notch. Like you say, the Volkswagen BMW analogy is if you can jump in at BMW level, by all means, it's hard to find poor tackle nowadays. And a lot of his tackle is very good for its money.
That's what I was thinking about. We can buy a lot of tackle online, like from Temu or Shein or all these online sites. We don't know what tackle it is, but we know it's all manufactured overseas and it looks good. But it's really cheap. And because it's at that price, we assume it's cheap. I don't know how confident we can be in getting those kind of things, as opposed to going to our tackle store and sticking with the brands that we've known for decades.
I get where you're coming from. To put it into perspective, you know, there's another saying we were talking about cars. You cannot play Volkswagen cars next to Porsche performance. If you're buying a 300 reel of Shein or Temu or Amazon or AliExpress, A, that come from China, you will not find any backup or spare sport locally. So if anything goes wrong with it, it's a write-off. And once you've bought two of those, you probably could have bought a decent at your local store who does have backup, who can repair it for you, who can service it for you.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's a price point for everybody. But generally, buy local, support your local tackle stores. They will help you out of spares. They will help you out of repair.
Yes.
And if you do buy a decent tackle to begin with, you're saving yourself a lot of money. You know, you could buy $200-$400 and fish with them each 2 months, or you can just wait a couple of months, save up some money, buy a nice entry level from one of the bigger brands. And you'll soon realize that this was a good buy when it catches you fish.
Right.
And once we move on to the other top brands that everybody knows, for your four big brands in this country, there's a reason that they're at the top. You're buying quality merchandise.
Yes, for sure.
At a very steep price. But it's totally justified by the quality that you're getting. If you look at the top end reels today, they are little pieces of machinery heaven.
Yeah.
You know, it's just solid. There's no clunking. There's no clanking. Everything just winds smoothly.
Yes.
You can feel the price when you handle the reel. And you have that assurance that barring any catastrophic incidents, if you hook into a very big fish, your reel and your rod is not going to let you down.
Right.
As a mid or lower price, not to manufacture to the same standard, to the same quality, there's a higher possibility of things going wrong mid-argument.
Okay, I totally concur with what you are saying. And I totally believe that with our higher-end tackle, like our main tackle, our hooks, our rods, our reels, I just get sometimes confused with these things looking so attractive from the online sites, but completely not branded. And makes me wonder, could that possibly work or not? So should I just stick to going into a tackle store and looking at these names that are branded or what the tackle store owner decided to keep? Because is he keeping that because it works? Obviously, I would assume. And he's not going to put something on his shelf if it doesn't sell.
You have to look at a tackle store from a businessman's point of view. We cannot have reels there that are not going to sell. As a tackle store owner, you want to flip your merchandise 3, 4, 5 times a year, which means in a period of a year, you want to have to replace a reel 4 or 5 times. If you walk into a shop and the owner's got a certain range of reels and only that or a very limited range of other reels, he's selling what sells.
Yes.
Not what looks good, but what sells. He's confident that the stock he's got addresses the needs of his community of anglers.
Right.
They come to him, they buy a certain range of reels and only that.
Yeah.
He's not going to have top-end stuff that costs 20 to 25,000 and sitting on a shelf gathering dust. Because for the same outlay of 25,000 rand, you can buy 10 normal reels and you can flip them. He's in there to make a profit and to turn over. So, you know, that by itself tells a story. There's a little dusty coffee grinder on the bottom of a shelf that's got an old faded price tag from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
There's a reason it's at the bottom of a shelf with a price tag from 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Some people don't care. They buy completely on price. And that's fine. Not everybody is financially secure. Guys want to get a reel that'll do a job for them for a certain price. But generally, the price reflects the quality.
Okay, I like that. Because then at least that gives us a little more confidence in the products we are seeing on a tackle store as opposed to just going online and being bombarded with also very attractive looking things and very affordable, but we have no idea whether it's decent or not. I think the biggest thing is you don't want to be spending so many hours out on the beach, eventually waiting for that bite. You get that fish. It could be your catch of the year. And your reel seizes up on you. The handle falls apart. Like, you know, the bail arm breaks off or whatever it may be. So, yeah, I totally get you with that.
Absolutely. I've got nothing against a guy going on to Temu and buying a coffee grinder from an overseas company that cost him 300 rand. All I'm saying is be realistic about your expectation. It costs 300 bucks. You cannot go onto the beach and start challenging honeycombs and sand sharks and blackfin sharks.
Or considering it to be bulletproof and just,
not for 300 bucks. The world doesn't work that way. Try and get the best tackle that you can for the fish that you are chasing. Doesn't always have to be expensive, but it has to be good quality. That's a very expensive lesson to learn.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I can totally agree with that. So, I think that there is a great way to get an
insider's guide as to someone that's new to the sport and walking into a tackle store for the first time. We spoke before and we said there's a lot more other things we can get into, which we will get into in further podcasts. We'll talk about, you know, is that store owner flipping his bait regularly enough? Is his bait turning? Whether we're getting good bait out of there? But for now, is there anything else you think a novice that walks into a tackle store, someone just getting into the sport, should be aware of?
To summarize, I would say, be clear on what you want and communicate that to a salesman at a reputable store. And you will come up more often than not. Build up a relationship with that store. And as you progress along your journey of becoming an accomplished angler, you will need to upgrade your tackle several times. Eventually, the shop will know what you want and they will upgrade recommendations accordingly. And they'll save you a lot of expensive trial and error. You spoke about baits. Massive, massive subject. That's a half an hour discussion on its own.
No.
Yeah. We talk about lures, just to very quickly touch on that. The right lure for you is the one that you have confidence in. If you don't fish a lure of confidence, you might as well leave it on a shelf. You can ask any hardened lure fisherman. He might have 40 or 50 or 60 lures or 150 if he's the best fisherman.
Mm.
But there are five or six regulars when he comes down back to every single time.
Yeah, absolutely. He might take some
sidelines, go look at the pink version or the yellow version or the sinking version. But if you had to hold a gun to his head, he will recommend four or five lures and that's all you need. And if you fish them with confidence, it will produce for you.
Great. Well, I think that's a fantastic way to round off this one, John. These are those tackles, insights that we need to know more about because we can be so easily fooled or taken advantage of or not know how to forge a relationship with our guys. And yeah, I think this is a great way to start it off. So thank you for joining us on this one. I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, guy. Always a pleasure. If we help a couple of guys not go down a wrong road and save some money, then I think we've achieved our goal of helping people. It's not scary. Go into a shop, tell the guy what you want, build up a relationship, and always keep in mind, it's better to deal with guys who know what they're doing. You're less likely to buy the wrong tackle. You're less likely to waste money.
All right, guys. So that's our Angler News Expert series. I hope you found it informative. Please let us know in the comments on your thoughts about this. And do not forget to subscribe on whatever podcast you're listening on. So until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.